This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agetavach, everyone. Parshas Vayakel. Ribbono Shel Olam gives Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Shabbos. And then Ribbono Shel Olam says, Leisavaru Eish B'chol Moshveisecha V'yem HaShabbos. Ribbono Shel Olam specifically, of all the Lama Tes Melachos, singles out the love of creating a fire on Shabbos. And this is actually discussed in the Gemara. Why was Havara Yotzeis? Why did Ribbono Shel Olam specifically convey the prohibition of lighting a fire on Shabbos? There's a Machlekes Tanoim, but Rabbi Yehuda Naibishitz wonders why specifically was the lav of Havara singled out. So Rabbi Yehuda Naibishitz says like this: Parshas Yisrael Ribbono Shel Olam says the dibur of Shabbos, and the reasoning for Shabbos is Kisheshes Yomim Asa Hashem Asa Shemayim Vesaaretz Ve'em Hashvi Shabbos. Ribbono Shel Olam created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. Well, if the reason for Shabbos is to commemorate the creation of the world, we know there was one particular malacha that was not extant when Hashem created the world. It says in Gemara Masechet Nun Daled, fire was not created during the Sheshes Yomei HaMaaseh. It was not existent until Matzah Shabbos that Adam Rishon rubbed two stones together. It says of Yonasan Aibishitz in the Tfaras Yonasan, since fire was not in the world in the 6 days of creation, and Shabbos is to rest from the works of creation, one would think that you're allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. After all, it was not involved in the creation of the world, and therefore the Torah specifically spells out, Leisavaru Eish B'chol Moshveisechem B'yom HaShabbos. By the way, the Imre Emes says the same idea. And the Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz adds, that's why by the Lucha Shniyos, it says that Shabbos is also commemoration of Yitzias Mitzrayim to indicate that Loisavaru Eish is also included in the prohibitions of Shabbos. But Siyanta Deshmaya, we would like to add that perhaps this explains the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that Havara Lelav Yatzei, that lighting a fire is actually more lenient than other malachis. Why would that be? Why would lighting a fire be more lenient than other malachis? So based on Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz, we understand because other malachos are a full-fledged violation of Shabbos because the malachos are to commemorate how Hashem rested from the activities of creation. Well, Hashem did not rest from fire because there was no fire in the creation of the world. Fire is only prohibited because it's a commemoration of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So lighting a fire on Shabbos is only violating one of the two aspects of Shabbos. Hence, it is more lenient than the other prohibitions of Shabbos. Wishing everyone a good avach and a wonderful week ahead. Shabbos, Parshas Vayakel Pekudei Chazak, as well as Parshas HaChodesh, Agutavach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.